Now, I'm just going to ask you this because this is very interesting, and it's got something to do with sort of bugs and germs and things, because you use one of the chemicals I mentioned here, two of the chemicals, to clean things up. It's Dan. He says, I'm listening to your show by podcast while I'm working in my lab, and it's much better than just listening to the whir of our tissue culture hood. And I got thinking as I was doing this, and I was wondering, if bacteria are constantly evolving and developing resistance to things like different antibiotics, why don't they become resistant to things like soap and ethanol and bleach?
I think it's because the drugs that we have work in a different way to bleach. Basically, bleach will kill everything, pretty much. Whereas if you have drugs, the resistance builds up because someone has an infection, for example, and you treat them with antibiotics, and the antibiotics don't kill all the bugs because they have slight variations in their genes. And basically, antibiotics work by affecting proteins in the bacteria. They're designed to affect specific proteins, like in the cell walls or that make other proteins in the bugs. So with something like bleach is so utterly destructive, there's not really a way to build up resistance to it. And that's my thought. So these genes don't really get to spread through the population of bacteria.
That'd be a bit like the same way the population of the world becoming resistant to a meteorite strike, wouldn't it? Because it's such a massive, devastating blow.
Exactly. And there's no real... bleach just nukes the whole thing, I think.
But I think one other thing we could add to this point is that most antibiotics that we have actually come from nature. People don't realise this. In fact, there's organisms that live in the soil naturally make most of the drugs we have, and all that scientists have done is to copy them. So bacteria have been locked into this arms race with other bacteria for millions of years. So bacteria have been seeing the other weapons that these bacteria have got to unleash on them, and slowly but surely developing resistance against them. But they're only there in the environment in low levels. But when we start using these drugs in big amounts against certain types of bacteria that affect humans, then there's this big sort of selective or evolutionary pressure for bugs that infect us to gain the ability to resist those things that we're throwing at them. So therefore you're going to breed more resistance, and also you're tipping these things down the drain into the sewers and stuff, so they're there in low concentration and can just begin to stimulate bacteria that are not susceptible to them to begin to grow.
Hence the big problem we have with things like MRSA.